A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, now 12 o'clock noon. Today is Thursday, October 3rd. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Mary Richards. We've got sunny skies in Salt Lake City and 54 degrees.
A rollover crash with injuries on State Street in South Salt Lake. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour. The Lime Scooter Company has deployed workers around downtown Salt Lake City today to try and remind people they should not be riding their electric scooters on the sidewalk. They're designed to be used on the streets. We go live to the scene, get more from KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. Paul?
Mary, the Lime Scooter Company says too many people in Salt Lake are using their scooters wrong, and they're trying this new program hoping to stop that. Company officials say the scooter's not supposed to be ridden on the sidewalks, but that seems to be where most people are using them. Jonathan Hopkins with Lime says many people don't feel safe riding them on the streets, and a painted bike lane isn't good enough.
A painted bike lane actually causes drivers to drive closer to bicyclists because they feel like the bicyclist is in their own lane and they don't have to give them any space.
Hopkins says employees will be going up and down the streets as part of their new Lime Patrol, telling other riders to use the streets and walk the scooters when they're on the sidewalks. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
There was a short lockout at Harrisville Elementary School in the Weber School District a short time ago. We're told the action was because of some police activity in the area. During lockouts, the outer school doors are locked, but it's business as usual inside. We aren't sure yet what police were doing that prompted that lockout. One school in Utah is warning parents and students that they found methamphetamine in vaping devices. Grand County High School Principal Stephen Horan says he doesn't want to point fingers or to blame, but he wants to find solutions.
That's my hope, is it will open up, you know, some honest dialogue between the community members, leaders, our school board, our school.
Dr. Horan says they've been able to cut down on the amount of vaping being done at school, but he thinks it may have just moved off school property. The Draper Fire Department is preparing for a ceremony to honor the memory of Matthew Burchett. He was killed fighting a wildfire in California last summer. Burchett's name is being added to the National Wall that honors fallen firefighters in Maryland. His fellow firefighters in Draper are still trying to cope with his death as they thank the community for all the love and support they've shared.
House impeachment inquiry.
House Intelligence Committee members have finished a two-hour interview with former U.S. envoy Kurt Volker. Volker was there to explain his role as an envoy to the Ukraine. Reporters caught up with Republican Congressman Jim Jordan as he left the meeting, and he was very upset with the way Chairman Adam Schiff ran the questioning.
We've never seen a chairman suggest that members aren't allowed to ask questions. So if this is how Mr. Schiff is going to conduct these type of interviews in the future, that's a concern as well.
Meanwhile, President Trump is confirming he would like to see Ukraine investigate the Biden family.
President Trump doubling down on his calls for Ukraine to investigate the family of his political opponent, Joe Biden.
Well, I would think that if they were honest about it, they'd start a major investigation into the Biden.
His comments come as House Democrats are looking into whether to impeach the president for pressuring the president of Ukraine to investigate the Bidens during a July phone call. Trump has called their impeachment investigation a hoax. Inez de la Quintera, ABC News, Washington.
Congress will be meeting with U.S. Inspector General Mike Horowitz tomorrow behind closed doors as they continue the impeachment inquiry. Utah Representative Chris Stewart told the David Ujanovic show here on KSL that they need to be able to ask questions as new information comes forward because they need to determine the facts.
You couldn't have a whistleblower complaint unless you had firsthand knowledge of illicit activity, and this whistleblower doesn't.
Stewart says it's vital the identity of the whistleblower is protected because if it's not, oversight of government might be lost. MGM Resorts is agreeing to pay $800 million to settle lawsuits stemming from the 2017 music festival mass shooting. 58 people were killed in the attack, where the gunman stockpiled his weapons and fired from an MGM-owned hotel.
As a part of the giant settlement, a court will appoint an independent administrator to dole out the money from the settlement fund. It's expected that process will take a year or so. MGM's insurance will pay out at least $735 million, and MGM Resorts could pay beyond that if more money is needed. This puts to rest hundreds of lawsuits involving thousands of victims.
As ABC's Alex Stone reporting, French police are trying to figure out what led to a man going on a rampage inside a police station in the heart of Paris today. The suspect started stabbing anyone he could.
There is no initial indications of any issues of a history of mental health. Police are at the home. They are sifting through all of the evidence inside the home to try and ascertain further the motivations behind this attack today in central Paris.
ABC's Mikey Kay says the suspect had worked at the police station since 2003. Four people were killed, and the attacker was shot and killed at the scene. Half a dozen people are recovering today after a World War II-era bomber crashed at a Connecticut airport. Seven people were killed when the plane went down on the runway.
The more I hear about what happened up there, they did a perfect job of getting the patients and the victims to the appropriate place as soon as possible, and it was really a job well done.
Dr. Kenneth Robinson is the chief of emergency medicine at Hartford Hospital, and he says the quick actions of airport personnel likely saved the six survivors. Coming up on KSL, a 100-year-old woman gets a happy birthday surprise from her favorite former wrestler and movie star. And we'll take a look at your noontime drive.
We do have crews working on a rollover crash in South Salt Lake State Street at about 3500 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1206.
Debbie Dujanovic.
They're predicting 2 million people moving into the state.
Co-host of Dave and Dujanovic.
Don't come skiing here because I don't want you to discover how pristine it is and move your whole entire family here and all of your friends here.
I want to keep Utah for myself.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Our doctors, they're for us, providing the care we need when we need it most. During some of our toughest days and our most trying moments, they're on the front lines, saving lives, saving us. But big insurance companies are putting our doctors and our care in jeopardy by pushing a scheme called government rate setting that would put insurance companies in charge, meaning fewer doctors, fewer hospitals, and fewer healthcare options for us all. Thankfully, there's a better solution to surprise medical billing based on small government principles. It's called IDR, or Independent Dispute Resolution, and allows an independent third party to settle surprise billing disputes instead of government bureaucrats and the insurance companies. So call Congress at 202-224-3121. Tell them to keep fighting for patients and working with physicians on IDR, the smart, small government solution to surprise billing. Paid for by Dr. Patient Unity.
Good afternoon. I'm Mary Richards with you this noon hour and recapping our top story. One e-scooter company is hustling around downtown Salt Lake today to try and get more people to ride on the street instead of the sidewalk. Go check out Paul Nelson's Facebook Live video about this on the KSL News Radio Facebook page. KSL News Time, 1207. Hey, let's talk some sports. We're halfway through college football season, but it's time to start thinking about college basketball. And the West Coast Conference preseason poll just came out. BYU's men's team is ranked third. The top two are a repeat Gonzaga, and St. Mary's are number one and two again. For the women, BYU was picked to finish second behind Gonzaga, and that was a narrow margin. Actor Dwayne The Rock Johnson took some time out of his movie filming schedule to wish happy birthday to a fan who just turned 100 years old. So here's what the video sounded like that The Rock posted on Twitter, and you gotta listen because you can hear the reaction of 100-year-old Marie as she watches the clip.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Marie Grover, who turns 100 years old today, and I'm so honored that she's my fan. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. I'm sending you so much love. Mwah.
You can hear her laughing in the background, completely losing it. That's the cutest thing. A new nationwide survey finds the average time spent waiting in a drive-thru line, maybe you're waiting right now, so the average time is 20 seconds longer this year than last year. The survey says Chick-fil-A was the slowest, but on the flip side, they were the most accurate with their orders. Survey also said KFC had the least accurate drive-through line. Dunkin' had the fastest, though everyone's individual experience, of course, would vary. KSL News Time, now 12:09, and traffic's brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. How are we looking over there, Ricky?
We've got a new crash in Midvale. This is northbound on I-15 prior to 7200 South. They have moved out of traffic to the right shoulder, but it's a little congested just in the immediate backup of that area. We also have emergency crews on the scene of a rollover crash. State Street, about 3500 South by the Credit Union in South Salt Lake. The latest Sweet Salt Modest Fashion line has arrived. Fall in love with gorgeous new styles perfect for every occasion. And get your copy of The Other Side of Heaven 2 now at Siegel Book. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Here's Grant Wayman in the KSL Weather Center.
Plenty of sunshine warming up 68 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now we got some sunny skies and 59 degrees downtown. Coming up on Utah's new news, the Mayo Clinic says some of the lung injuries they're seeing from vaping look like chemical burns suffered from mustard gas. We'll go in-depth on their concerns and the latest in all of this nationwide numbers in just a couple of minutes on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news station.
Talk NBC Comedy Thursday.
Ooh, NBC took the funniest thing on TV and made it even better.
First, after Superstore, it's Perfect Harmony,
yes.
The show that critics are calling the best new comedy of the fall.
They speak the truth.
Then after The Good Place,
hashtag final season,
it's Sunnyside starring Cal Penn.
Love that dude.
This night is a four-course feast of funny sitcoms.
Followed by The Perfect After Dinner Man, SVU.
Ripped from the headlines.
Dun-dun.
Now that is a great night of television.
Tonight on NBC.
Then tonight on KSL.
Games, concerts, theme parks. You go for the fun and the food.
I was hungry, looking forward to my food.
Until...
it makes me a little nauseous, actually.
Could your stadium snacks be making you sick?
Would that be a critical health violation?
Definitely.
You'd be ill-advised not to check out this KSL Investigator's special report and learn the two things that can keep you from...
unnecessary illness.
KSL Investigates, Concession Inspection, tonight on KSL 5 News at 10.
Hi, I'm Frank Trigg. Being an athlete, professional fighter, and now a stuntman is physically demanding, but right now, I feel at the top of my game. After retiring from fighting in my late 30s, I was in pain from old injuries, gained a ton of weight, and lost motivation. At Universal Men's Clinic, I met with Dr. Eric Hockey and learned that men like me, with physically demanding or stressful jobs, are at risk for low testosterone. My visit got me back on the right track, I started being active again, playing with my kids more, and now I feel better and more focused.
Hi, I'm Dr. Arakaki. If you have an active lifestyle or physically demanding job like first responders or construction workers, know that you're at risk for low T. If you'd like to revive your energy, increase your strength, or improve your performance, we can help.
Call Universal Men's Clinic at 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
Up next... at the opera, Alfredo opens his heart up to Violetta at a party, but she's already with someone else, so she brushes him off, realizing as the night goes on that she's not entirely disinterested. Fast forward 3 months, and the two are madly in love, living together on the outskirts of Paris. One day, when Alfredo's away, his own father comes to talk to Violetta, telling her she must leave him because their illicit romance is devastating the family's reputation. Left with a heavy heart and no other option, Violetta flees to her former life in Paris. There, she decides to attend a party on the arm of a former lover. When Alfredo returns home and discovers the love of his life is gone, he's devastated and utterly heartbroken, but determined to seek vengeance. What will happen when he confronts Violetta and her new beau at the Parisian party? Will he ever learn of his father's secret agenda? And finally, will Alfredo and Violetta be able to reconcile before it's too late? Find out how their story unfolds at Utah Opera's La Traviata. So much drama. October 12th through the 20th at Janet Quinney Lawson Capitol Theater. Get your tickets at utahopera.org.
If there was ever a time to live united, it is now. Now is the time to speak with one voice, to build up, not tear down. It's time to join hands and live united against the problems that keep our communities from thriving. United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. Will you volunteer or donate now at unitedway.org?
KSL News Time now, 12:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a new effort to get motorized scooters off the sidewalks. Lime is kicking off their Lime Patrol with employees roaming the streets to remind riders where they're allowed to be. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, one school in Utah is warning that they have found methamphetamine in vaping devices. The Grand County High School principal says he hopes the discovery will prompt discussions between parents and students so they can find solutions. And third is traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever.
We've had an accident in Midvale, northbound I-15 between 90th and 7200 South, but it is getting cleared, plus a rollover crash, State Street, about 3500 South by the Credit Union. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Great days, lots of sunshine, and 68. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 59 degrees. And it's time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Scott Goldberg. President Trump today continued to badmouth the whistleblower complaint that triggered a House impeachment inquiry.
President Trump calling the whistleblower complaint total fiction.
Well, if you look at the whistleblower's complaint, it's totally inaccurate because the conversation that I had was absolutely perfect.
This morning, Trump confirmed he does think Ukraine should start a, quote, major investigation into the Bidens. Inez de la Quintera, ABC News, Washington.
Before leaving for Florida, the president also called on China to investigate the former vice president and his family. Today, the impeachment inquiry includes closed-door meetings involving three House committees and the former special envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker. He resigned from the administration last week. And House Democrats are preparing subpoenas for the White House for documents relating to the president's call with the Ukrainian president Zelensky last summer.
Top Democrats say they are not fooling around. They have put the White House on notice, giving them until tomorrow to turn over documents related to this controversy, saying if they don't, they already have the subpoenas ready to go.
ABC's Rachel Scott in Washington. MGM Resorts has agreed to pay hundreds of millions of dollars to families of victims and survivors of the Las Vegas mass shooting 2 years ago.
As a part of the giant settlement, a court will appoint an independent administrator to dole out the money from the settlement fund. It's expected that process will take a year or so. MGM's insurance will pay out at least $735 million, and MGM Resorts could pay beyond that if more money is needed. This puts to rest hundreds of lawsuits involving thousands of victims.
ABC's Alex Stone. The gunman stockpiled weapons in and fired them from an MGM-owned hotel, killing 58 people. In Paris today, a knife-wielding assailant killed four people at police headquarters. The assailant was then shot dead. On Wall Street, stocks are up slightly. The Dow up 88 points today. You're listening to ABC News.
The vaping industry. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. And as the death toll grows from vaping, a report from the Mayo Clinic warns some of the injuries vapers are having look similar to chemical burns suffered from mustard gas. We get more from ABC's Adrian Bankert, who's been speaking with doctors in Wisconsin.
Another vaping-related death. Alabama announcing their first fatal case, marking the 18th death nationwide. The CDC also reports nearly 40% of the more than 800 probable cases of vaping-related lung injury are aged 21 or younger. The first to connect all these illnesses and deaths to vaping were doctors in Wisconsin.
Most of the patients that came into the hospital and required more intensive services were having breathing problems, and that was being presented as shortness of breath, coughing, unexplained weight loss, fatigue.
The physicians treating four teenagers worried they may have an outbreak on their hands.
The concern that this was a potential public health issue, and we were concerned that it was bigger than just Children's Hospital of Wisconsin.
Doctors ran tests conducting a social history, asking the teens about their lives and habits to determine what could be making them so sick.
It's very important to be honest and to tell your trusted health care provider all the details that you can think of related to vaping, especially if you're experiencing an unexplained cough, weight loss, fatigue, or other respiratory symptoms.
Using that history, the doctors learned all four of the youth had been vaping.
It was clearly an issue in the country, and it needed something to kind of start it rolling. And we were fortunate enough to be that starting point.
The CDC says that most of the lung illnesses associated with vaping in these cases involve THC with or without nicotine. No specific product or device is associated with all the illnesses, but doctors are now urging people to stop vaping altogether.
Nothing other than air should be inhaled.
That's a strong statement there. A note for parents, too. Because e-cigarettes don't smell like smoke, flavors mask the habit. One mom I talked to said that she had no idea her daughter was using vapes, saying it smelled like a candle from her room. So make sure to check their rooms, check their bags, talk to your kid.
That's ABC's Adrian Bankart reporting from Wisconsin on the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time now 12:19. We've got a check of traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Over to you, Ricky.
Well, crews are still cleaning up this crash northbound I-15 prior to 7200 South. It has been out of traffic on the right shoulder, but it's still causing a little bit of busy traffic in the area. And also, the cleanup has been completed of a rollover crash, State Street, about 3500 South. Bernina Sewing Machines at incredible prices. Super Saturday, October 12th at Dave's Bernina in Provo and St. George. 72 months, no interest. And free gifts on select models. Dave's Bernina. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
How those weekend plans coming along? Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Grant Wayman now has the 7-day forecast.
Sunshine up to 68 today. Partly cloudy 59 and a few showers north of Salt Lake tomorrow. And then more sunshine for the weekend. 62 Saturday, 64 on Sunday. More sun next week. Monday 68. Sunny and 72 Tuesday and sunshine 70 on Wednesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in Salt Lake City, clear skies and 59 degrees. Hey, a reminder, if you see news happening, you can text us on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. That's 57500. Thanks to those who let us know about traffic trouble spots or if it's raining or anything like that around them. It's a perfect spot to do that. So stocks are rebounding from some of their sharp losses today. We'll check money news in just a couple of minutes. And be sure to listen to Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news to get the closing numbers. KSL News Time now, 12:21.
An emergency? Do you have an adequate supply of food storage for your family? I want to tell you about my favorite way to preserve food, and that's with the HarvestRite freeze dryer. Food storage takes on an all-new meaning in the fall when there are so many wonderful things to harvest from our gardens. And the HarvestRite freeze dryer makes food storage easy. And believe me, freeze-drying your own food is much less expensive than buying freeze-dried food in the store. Now, you can quickly build up a one-year supply of food with your own garden goodies, as well as your family's favorite meals. If you're a hiker or you love spending time outdoors, you know how expensive it is to buy freeze-dried snacks at the store. With a HarvestRite freeze dryer, you can make your favorite snacks, which are healthier and less expensive than store-bought. Plus, you can enjoy homemade meals on the trail or camping. Not to mention that with the freeze dryer, you are also preserving all of the nutritional value of your favorites. Find out more by calling HarvestRite today at 800-378-5136, or you can learn more at HarvestRite.com. That's 800-378-5136. That's HarvestRite at 800-378-5136.
My son says, Dad, I need to earn $20. I tell him, when I was your age, when I needed 35 cents, I caught a dozen night crawlers and sold them to fishermen. When I needed 70 cents, I caught two dozen. Dad, it's for school. I did plumbing with my dad for 50 cents an hour. $20 was a 40-hour work week. How about if I mow the lawn, Dad? Son, you're learning the value of hard work and earning your way. I'm very proud of you. How about $15 for the lawn and $20 if you throw in the weeding? At Whipple Service Champions, we know your money comes from hard work, too. That's why we keep our prices down and our quality up. We unplug drains for $55 and throw in a free mainline inline pipe camera inspection. Call Whipple Service Champions, the best equipment, the best trained, and the most skilled technician since 1947. 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Wasatch Credit Association is a locally owned company and the place to earn great rates on your money. Wasatch Credit Association certificates provide reliable, competitive, fixed interest rate returns from 3.5% on a 12-month investment and up to 4.75% on a 60-month investment, with interest paid out quarterly. A minimum investment of $10,000 gives you a fixed rate, fixed term, no-fee certificate. Why settle for less? Interested? Call your local Wasatch Credit Association in Bountiful today. 801-298-1847. 801-298-1847. Again, that's 801-298-1847. And visit them online at wasatchcredit.com. wasatchcredit.com. Certificates are securities offered by Wasatch Credit Association and are not insured by any federal or state governmental agency.
Inside Sources coming up today from 12:30 to 3. And Doug Wright's in hosting. And what do you got coming up on the show?
Well, later on in the program, right at the very end, we're going to be talking with our 4th District Congressman Ben McAdams. We really haven't had a chance to weigh in with Ben regarding the efforts that are underway, the impeachment or the impeachment inquiry that is underway. And he being our lone Democratic voice in our federal delegation. That should be an interesting conversation. Plus, we're going to talk with Ben about his support of a passage of a bipartisan bill giving legal banking services to medical cannabis businesses. That's kind of an interesting thing because even though medicinal cannabis is legal in so many states now, you can't legally bank, so people are hauling duffel bags of cash around and making themselves somewhat vulnerable to some nefarious activities. So we'll talk with Ben about that. We're also going to get into some of the vaping restrictions and more, all on today's Inside Sources.
Perfect. Thanks, Doug. Look forward to that. Watching Utah's Money Now at 25 after the hour. Google is committing to a White House initiative designed to get private companies to expand job training for American workers. Google also plans to expand a program it developed that helps prepare people who don't have experience or college degrees for entry-level information technology support jobs in less than 6 months. KSL Drives brought to you by UCCU's Buyer Relax Auto Loans. Federal safety regulators say they are looking into reports of slow speed crashes involving Tesla's smart summon feature. Now, that's the feature that allows people to walk into a parking lot, push a button, and their car will drive to them. Southwest Airlines is trying to fill seats on their planes this winter during the weeks that don't involve Thanksgiving and Christmas. The company is in the middle of a 3-day sale, which has some nice deals if you're flying out of Salt Lake to Burbank, Las Vegas, Sacramento, or San Jose. Your money at this moment, the Dow is doing better at this point today than it was when we checked yesterday. The Dow up 107 points, the S&P 500 up 21 points, we'll call it 22 points, and the NASDAQ is up 86. Well, here's a story that we could not believe when we saw this in the newsroom. A woman had to be escorted out of an orchestra performance after she refused to stop recording a violin solo on her cell phone. The president of the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra says the woman was sitting in the front row and the violinist actually stopped her performance and asked the woman to put her phone away. She would not, and she had to be escorted out. And then security had the woman delete the recording before she left. You can't do that. Just don't do that. You'll be squirted out. Or worse. Coming up on KSL News Radio, there's less than a month to go before a change to 3.2 beer and in the state alcohol laws. And some craft breweries here locally don't know yet really what it'll mean to them. We'll have a report in news right after Traffic and Weather Together next.
Amanda, I just have to tell you that this new Odyssey minivan from Stockton 12 Honda, and thank you, Shane, is the North American Car of the Year for so many good reasons. But this is not your mom and dad's minivan.
No.
So many great things have changed. They've got a large 10-inch rear seat display, which means the kids are constantly busy watching what they enjoy to watch. Mom and dad don't have to yell anymore because you can keep an eye on the rear passengers and speak to them with something called cabin talk that connects directly to their headphones or the rear speakers. There are a lot of reasons to love this new Odyssey minivan. Van from Stockton 12 Honda.
And I know you've had a chance to drive the Ridgeline truck from Honda. And thank you, by the way, to Ken Garf Orem. JJ makes these vehicles available to us. This truck is so smooth. It's so comfortable. You'll forget you're driving a truck. And it has this wonderful dual-action tailgate, too, that can be lowered or swung open like a door, depending on what you need to get out of that truck. But it's just a fun truck to drive. You've got to check out that Ridgeline truck.
The more you compare, the more you know it's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
Hey, it's Dave and Dujanovic, and we're excited to tell you about the $1,000 Challenge, brought to you by Zions Bank.
We're doing our best to help every Utahan put $1,000 in savings by the end of the year.
Listen every Thursday at 11:20 for your chance to win a $1,000 savings account. It's our way to help you work on your emergency fund.
For details, text the word CHALLENGE to 57500 or visit KSLNewsRadio.com.
It's the $1,000 Challenge with Zions Bank and KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time now, 12:29. Time for a check of traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. How's it going, Ricky?
We have a stalled vehicle in Utah County. It's at the exit of Santaquin, exit 244 from southbound I-15, and it is blocking a left lane of traffic. For amazing business rewards, Zions Bank is for you. Learn how their amazing business credit card can boost your business at zionsbank.com/businesscard. Subject to approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's Grant Wayman in the KSL Weather Center.
Sunshine today, high temperatures at 68 in Salt Lake City. Tomorrow, more cloud cover. Could actually see some showers north of Salt Lake tomorrow. Partly cloudy Salt Lake City and a high temperature of 59. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 12:30 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Mary Richards. KSL's top local story this hour. Craft breweries across the state are in a wait-and-see mode as they anticipate a November 1st change to state alcohol laws. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has more.
When the calendar flips over, the permitted alcohol by volume of beers sold in supermarkets will increase from 4 to 5%. A major change that will allow many major domestic beers, such as Bud Light, to distribute their standard product to Utah shelves. This change will also impact local craft breweries, but in what way remains to be seen.
The public may have a perception that it's going to diversify their options. The question is, were those the options that the public really wanted?
Jeremy Reaganese, president of Uinta Brewing Company, says the shift should allow them to have a greater presence, but he worries that limited shelf space might allow variations of major brands to dominate. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Our top national story this hour from ABC News. Vice President Mike Pence is facing scrutiny today after the Washington Post reported that one of the vice president's top staffers was listening in to the phone call between President Trump and the president of Ukraine.
The Post reports officials close to Pence say he was unaware that on that controversial call with Ukraine, the president repeatedly asked for help in investigating Biden. Even though the paper cites White House officials who say the VP's top security advisor was listening in. A spokesperson for the vice president telling ABC News in a statement, Pence directly and effectively delivered the president's anti-corruption and European burden-sharing messages overseas. And upon his return, the financial aid to Ukraine was released.
It's ABC's Rachel Scott reporting from Washington. Horror novelist Stephen King is asking the city of Bangor, Maine for a zoning change so he can turn his longtime home into a sort of museum that'll hold the writer's archives. The mansion stands behind an iron gate covered in winged creatures and spider webs. King says if he gets approval, the guest house will be used to host writers in residence. Checking your money at this moment, the Dow is up 97 points to 26,175, the S&P 500 up 20, and the NASDAQ is up 81.